You shouldn't say this is a test because it might not be a test. You've got to see how good. You've got to just do it and you've got to just evaluate it afterwards. So we're talking about Tracy Emin's show, and I'm thinking about how. I'm wondering whether to go for it full throttle and say that it's about a woman's experience of her sexuality being formed kind of contingent around men, and that it's that the appeal or the thing, the stuffness of it, is this female experience, and in a sense men might call it tragic because they've got a they feel weird about it. And I guess I feel quite pragmatic about it because of my gender. Or whether it's like a human thing and it's a voice of someone just talking about sex and how it's more general than that. And whether you think she's tragic or not, or a victim or not, is really down to whether you can relate to her her relationship to sex. And I would think of her as a bit of someone dependent on relationships, and I think she's a bit codependent actually, and I don't think I'd want to go out with her if you're asking me. And I didn't know about that gallery there. Let's go in a gallery. Okay, I'm just going to stop.
It's carrying on.
We're in a gallery and we're going to look at some photographs, and I rather like them. Yeah, I like the Wapping Project in Wapping, but I never go. So this is Geoffrey Stocksbridge, and he's looking at light in empty spaces, and I rather like it.
We've absolutely just stepped into a review.
It's well lit, I can tell you that, and I like a bit of derelict building.
Okay, so we're in the Wapping Project Bankside Gallery. We didn't know it was here, so we just stepped into the gallery. And what we've got here is a photography exhibition by Geoffrey Stocksbridge. And, well...
Stockbridge, not Stocksbridge.
Stockbridge. We've got a number of backlit. Are they backlit? No, they're not backlit.
They're
spotlit. C-type prints or digital prints, I'm not sure.
Archival digital prints, yeah.
Of dilapidated dwellings.
Yeah.
This one in front of me is Philadelphia. It looks a bit like The Wire.
Yeah, it does, yeah, you're right. Good Philadelphia there. But it's like traces.
Less than 2 minutes left on this recording.
Okay, well, it's traces of human existence, spikes and debris and the ceiling coming in. And I just saw Grey Gardens recently, and I'm really thinking about the film with Drew Barrymore on the Grey Gardens film, the remake of the film, or a contextual film of the original film. And the two women living in this dilapidated building. And thinking about that. How recently did people live in here, and were they living in squalor? Or is this the debris afterwards and they're long abandoned? There's actually a lot of detail of people. It feels quite recent, so I think they were living in squalor and inverted commas. I don't like to judge.
Do we need to know the backstory behind this work in order to appreciate it there?
Nope, love it. I've already created my own narratives, and I love it. I don't want to read any of the writing. Well,
assuming this is a kind of documentary tableau.
Documentary? It's not. Well, it's opening up things, and it's giving me the possibility of making my own narratives.
Okay, so we've got a work hanging from the ceiling here.
Why is my question? Why have we not got a wall? What's wrong with the wall? Back to that photograph.
Okay, we're going to have to stop this one because it's 19 seconds.